This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Grow or die, that's the business imperative, right? It is also, to some degree, the academic and nonprofit imperative as well, which helps explain the news out of Beijing today. The Rhodes Trust, the organization that offers the very prestigious scholarships of the same name, is expanding to mainland China. Students in the world's second biggest economy will now be able to apply and perhaps win an all-expenses-paid trip to study at Oxford. But as Marketplace's Sally Herships reports, it is a business proposition for the Rhodes Trust as well.
In China, if you go abroad to study, you are called an overseas turtle because you swam away to college.
That's right, and then swim back to the home country. And they call local people who have never been educated overseas as a local turtles.
Beibei Bao is an analyst with Rhodium Group, an economic research firm.
So there are different classes in China, you know, that really have a lot of mental impact on people.
Bao says in China, education is seen as a sign of social status, and a new market has sprung up, offering classes to help students apply for elite education abroad. Tim Katzman just got back from China yesterday. He's with Francis Parker, a private day school in San Diego that helps prep Chinese students for foreign programs. He says the Chinese appetite for Western academic training is growing.
And any leg up or advantage that they feel, or their parents or school administrators feel, that they can capture by coming to the United States is extraordinarily attractive to students and their parents in China.
Katzman says for Western prep schools, this is a gold rush. And expanding to China may be attractive financially to the Rhodes Trust, too. Tony Carnevale is director of Georgetown Center on Education and the Workforce.
If the Rhodes people want to extend, they're going to have to reach out to other parts of the world and include them, both in funding Rhodes scholarships, but more importantly, in finding the scholars themselves.
The Rhodes Trust says it is eager to expand, and hopefully, starting with Chinese population of 1.3 billion, it will get a few new applications. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.